This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Major League Baseball officials and even the White House are calling Barry Bonds' indictment a bad day for baseball. The 43-year-old all-time home run leader was indicted yesterday on charges stemming from the Balco doping scandal. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman with more.
Barry Bonds has been the face of baseball's steroids problem, even though prosecutors never seem to have enough evidence to charge him with anything. That changed Wednesday when the government indicted Bonds on 4 counts of perjury and 1 count of obstruction of justice. The indictment stemmed from Bonds' 2003 grand jury testimony when he said he never knowingly took banned performance-enhancing drugs. After the indictment was handed up, Bonds' longtime personal trainer Greg Anderson was ordered released from prison. He'd been jailed for nearly a year for refusing to testify against Bonds. His attorney said Anderson did not cooperate with the grand jury. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig, who displayed obvious ambivalence as he watched Bonds' home run chase last summer, said this about the indictment: "I take it very seriously and will follow its progress closely. Bonds is due in court December 7th.
That was NPR's Tom Goldman. And it's been almost a week since Broadway stagehands have been on strike, silencing musical hits like Jersey Boys. But the tune could change tomorrow morning. That's when union leaders and producers are scheduled to sit down for talks. It will be the first round of negotiations since the strike started November 8th, and the pressure is on. The holiday season is when Broadway makes most of its revenue, and Thanksgiving week is one of the most lucrative. Big shows like Jersey Boys and The Lion King have huge advance sales that could help ease the blow from a dark Thanksgiving, but smaller shows could suffer unrecoverable losses if the strike continues. And for a while, it seemed that coffee giant Starbucks could do no wrong, springing up virtually on every corner in America and around the globe. Well, the king of caffeine has taken a fall from grace, or at least a fall in profits. For the first time in the company's history, Starbucks is reporting a drop in customer visits to its stores. Its shares fell 8.3% in after-hours trading yesterday. Starbucks stock has declined 32% this year on investor concerns that sales may not be keeping up with the company's goal of opening 40,000 locations around the world. Reports say Starbucks is losing customers to McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts, where a cup of coffee costs about $1, while a double tall sugar-free mocha chocolata, I don't even know what I just said, will set you back about 4 times that. Not that I would know. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Double mocha chocolata. Wasn't that a line in that LaBelle song, Lady Marmalade, you just something?
Yeah, that's what I was singing. I meant to do that.
You know things are getting bad at Starbucks because the one on the corner of 6th Avenue and 42nd Street right by us, the Starbucks that's in the bathroom of the Starbucks, they've reduced the hours of that one. Yeah, it's only open for like 10 hours every day now. It's tough if you need to.
It's tough.